Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's really great to be with you today in the state of awareness. Couple things that I wanted to let you be aware about is this weekend, Sunday, March 19th, I am speaking at a Women with a Purpose conference. I am a woman on a mission. womenwithapurposeconference.com is the website. It's Sunday, March 19th, this Sunday. I'm speaking at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Isn't that awesome? But you guys get to come and enjoy the day. It's a wonderful day of wonderful speakers, Susan Anton, Susan Miller, lots of great speakers. But it's for women who are looking and have a purpose in life, or even maybe looking for a purpose in life and want to find a way to be inspired, enlightened, really work on what it is that your purpose is and how to thrive and be inspired and evolve that purpose. And also you're going to meet other like-minded women, have lunch together. It is a all-day event. It's 9 to 3. Multiple speakers, even talking specifically about hormones and with a wonderful doctor who's got some really great cutting-edge information. So it's on everything having to do with women. And there are about 20 tickets left of this event. It's a smaller event. It's just like about 150 people. So it's not one of those big, huge conferences where you really get to have an intimate experience with speakers and with yourself and so forth. And website again is womenwithapurpose.com. No, womenwithapurposeconference.com. Remember that conference word. I'm speaking at 9, so I'd love to see you guys there. Okay, so speaking of purpose, are you in or do you know somebody who is in a conscious business? What that means is, are you doing something that perpetuates growth on this planet, either as a healer or a coach or a practitioner of some kind, where you're even a therapist, where you're working on helping yourself and other people develop personally? And last week we had on Brian and Nicole Wetton, who are the presidents of a company called Core Coaching and Selling by Giving. And they are doing a conscious business gathering in April, but they're joining me on the show right now to talk about some of the issues that come with bringing the conscious business space to a level of success that lots of companies experience. But for some reason, the conscious industry is, in our opinion, a little bit, well, there's typical reasons why it might not be thriving as much as certain sects of certain industries. So joining me is Brian Wetton and Nicole Wetton to have some live coaching today for people that have conscious businesses and answer some questions. So welcome to the show.
We're glad to be here. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone.
Hello. So when we're talking about this word conscious business, what do you define as, quote, conscious business? You've been working with conscious entrepreneurs for 10-plus years, right?
Yeah. So a couple things that we think are really core. One is that they're business with a purpose, just like you said. Mm-hmm. That it's people who, yes, they want to make money. Yes, they're running a business of some sort. But the primary reason why they're doing whatever they do is because of a sense of calling, a sense of purpose, a sense of really wanting to make a difference in the world, make a difference in people's lives.
Okay. So that's a lot of my audience listening. I just know because I speak with them all the time and I meet them at conferences, and that's good. I mean, we talk about this. A lot of the guests that I have on my show talk about moving into doing what you love in order to increase your overall sense of joy in life. And Is that why you find that most people get into businesses that are in the more conscious nature?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I definitely agree with that also. But I think a lot of the big challenges is as we start, you know, growing in our consciousness, it becomes more about not wanting to separate who we are in anything we do. So it's like mm-hmm. we want to be who we are when we're at work as much as we want to be who we are when we're not at work. And I feel like in this world, like, it's been this whole persona of, like, okay, this is who I am at work, and then this is who I am outside of work. And it's all about being congruent. It's being able to be all of you, showing your heart, showing who you are fully in whatever you do and wherever you are.
You know, I experienced this in conscious media, and being a conscious media content provider is this exact situation is that I've never wanted to say I want to bridge to mainstream because it makes it feel like conscious media is separate than mainstream. Yet I don't feel that it is. I don't feel that we're sitting here on mountaintops telling people how they should be. We're offering and have been for 18 years practical advice on how to live a more congruent life. That's a perfect example. But why is it that this industry tends to be and stay smaller, which I believe is changing? And then if we're going to change and really reach this tipping point, what needs to happen?
Well, so first off, that first question is one of the best questions I've ever heard. Like, I've literally spent 15 years in that question of why is it that conscious businesses often are smaller or struggle more or aren't reaching more people?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't people beating a path to the doors of all these amazing conscious entrepreneurs and coaches and counselors and healers? And there's a lot to it. One of the biggest things is just discovering that business in this other way is different. You know, and we talk about wanting to bring your whole self to work, to be able to do business and life and love and service and money and meaning, all of it with the same energy, the same integration. But that's not how society is set up right now. Right? If you look at even like our legal codes, there are two types of organizations you can legally create. You can create a for-profit organization or a non-profit. If you're a for-profit, you're not actually supposed to make a difference, you know, in ways that don't also make money for the shareholders. If you're a nonprofit, you're not allowed to make a profit. You're supposed to only make a difference as like a charity thing. Right? So we've divorced these two in society, inside of ourselves, inside our own lives, as well as our entire legal system. And so as people are seeking to bring their whole self to work and to bring money and meaning, profit and purpose together, it's just a very, very different way of being and a different way of doing business that you have to learn in order to actually bridge that gap.
Very interesting. That's very interesting. I was yesterday I did my Hay House radio show, and I had these two great ladies call in. One of them, I think, worked at Boeing, and the other one worked at some tech company. And they both wanted to be intuitive coaches. One wanted to be intuitive coach, and the other one wanted to open a tea shop. And this is a perfect example of why conscious business is arising. And there's even a term for it these days. There's a kind of a slang term for it called side hustle. A side hustle. It's like your side job, your coaching practice, or you maybe do a workshop or two in your living room, or, you know, something like that, where you are talking about your passion and that floats your boat. It keeps you going. And then when you get into the more kind of dead and structured environment of a massive corporation like a Boeing or something like that, that helps you manage that as an intuitive, sensitive person a little bit more. And I think this is there's like a whole reality show being developed around this now with a friend of ours, and it's a really great topic. This is a super relevant topic. And people listening right now that are driving going, yeah, that's me, that's what I want to do, and that's who I am. And that's why we're doing this, is because we're speaking to what's happening, bringing it out into a relevant conversation in media. That's what AKA conscious media is. So we're going to do some coaching today, some on-air coaching for people who face challenges doing what they love. And I have, you know, maybe either struggled in that place, or maybe even some people who've had successes that want to share some of their successes. But Brian and Nicole, now how long have you been coaching people in the conscious business space?
12 years now. So we've been doing this a while. Longer than we've actually known each other, so or have been married and had kids. So, but definitely a good while.
Wow. And what is the biggest challenge that you have discovered with people that are in this space?
Well, I mean, there's a whole range of challenges, from outside challenges, like how do I price my services in ways that really work for me and for others?
Mm-hmm.
How do I market my services in a way that really feel in full alignment for me? How do I enroll people and sell my services in ways that feel clean rather than like a used car salesman? Right, so there's all of these external questions, like how do you do business, how to questions. And then there's all of the hidden internal questions. So one of the biggest things we found over and over and over again for ourselves and everybody we work with, like without exception, is that there's fears that show up along the way, and conflicts and unworthiness, and there's this pull forward, yes, I'm meant to be doing this work, but this voice of, hell no, are you crazy, what's wrong with you, you're not meant to do this, you're not perfect yet, I should be perfect before I'm doing this work. There's this like the hidden perfectionism of everyone seems to come out because of how much we care. It's not a problem. It's like for us, we care so deeply about what we do that it brings up our issues. It brings up our fears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we hear from so many people, is they just, it's like they care so much and they don't have enough tools for how to work with that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's because it's an undefined industry, and we're paving the way for a lot of people, and a lot of people have paved the way before us. So this is what happens when you're pioneering an entire field. I believe that that conscious business and conscious entrepreneurship, if I could, talking would be a good thing, conscious media, which I pretend to do, is really at a tipping point. And I want you to tell me a little bit about what you know there. We speak to almost everyone in this industry, and everyone's kind of feeling the same way. We're at a tipping point.
Well, I think we're at a tipping point on the planet as well as the industry. Like, if you look around, the problem is not that the world's getting worse. It's that the problem is changing so quickly, in some ways better, some ways worse, most probably just different, that people are having a really hard time keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the big lies of society, one of these hidden assumptions, is this belief that you should know how to change. You know, you got married, congratulations, we hope you know how to change. You had kids, congratulations, you're a parent, we hope you know how to change. Congratulations, your entire industry just got outsourced to China or replaced by computers and robots.
Right.
We hope you know how to change.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know how to change on their own. They're used to having systems and structures and culture and 401ks and government and things to do it for them or with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually having to become a nation of change makers. Like, everyone needs to be an expert at change now. And so that's creating a tipping point both for our industry but also for the world. Like, we're at a place where a whole different level of consciousness evolution wants to happen now.
That is specifically true, especially with our current political situation, where it is forcing people to go back to their roots and to make their own level of consciousness happen, if it's in their communities or their families or whatever it is. So it is definitely, yeah. That, and so I'm inviting people to call in now, and here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. People that are involved in a business in the personal development field, if you're a coach, if you're a counselor, if you're a healer, if you're a practitioner, if you're any kind of therapist or somebody who helps other people move along. Even if you want to start a spa, or the other day, like our friend who wanted to start a tea shop. And if you have questions about how to do this, you can just call in and say, okay, this is what I've started, and I started it this way, and this is how I want to do it. And Brian and Nicole can really help you and guide you based on the many mistakes that have been made by people that they have coached and so forth. And so give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Now, here's one of the things, is that you have a a free test that people can take called the Four Types of Conscious Entrepreneurs. And you kind of did a personality profiling around entrepreneurs that are in the conscious space. What made you come up with something like this?
Our own problems with each other, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably understanding each other first, right? Oh, you're better at this and I'm better at that. Oh, why don't you do this?
Yes.
And I do that.
Yes. Strengths and weaknesses. Uh-huh.
Well, and there is, again, there's something, I think it's part of, like, the growth field, because we're in this space of growth and development. Like, we become a little bit of growth addicts. Like, oh, let me find any problem, any weakness, any challenge, any conflict, any fear. Let me go after those.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to building your business, that's not always the wisest choice, right? That in general, we want to try to lead with your strengths and build your business on your strengths, and then find other people or partners or contractors to help complement your weaknesses, right? Rather than feel like you have to do it all yourself. And for us, I know for myself, for Nicole, and almost everybody we work with, people spend so much time trying to master their weaknesses and their business without realizing that that's what they're doing, and then they feel unhappy, they feel exhausted, they feel frustrated, they feel drained, they feel like they're running uphill all the time, and they wonder what's wrong with them.
Oh, yeah, totally typical profile of a visionary leader, where you're the cheerleader of all the teams, and then you realize nobody does anything unless you cheerlead, and nobody does anything unless you cheerlead, and it becomes exhausting, and then you start to feel burnt out and taken advantage of, that nobody can actually do anything without being told what to do. I know nothing about this.
Yeah, no,
and the phones are lighting up.
Yeah, we know nothing of this.
I love it. Let's go to the phones here because, first of all, it's a non-fun drive show here at KPFK, and we want to offer so much, as much as we possibly can on the shows of support to our audience members, free stuff. So let's go for some coaching here. Debbie in Los Angeles. Hey, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. So you have a conscious business, and you're trying to change or branch out, right?
Yes, to grow, to branch out, all of it.
What do you do?
So I'm a therapist in private practice, and it's pretty conventional. In terms of what you just said about personal growth and being kind of an addict, that's me. I have all kinds of other
all
training.
Of us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do meditation, I do some nature walks, but just trying to go beyond my training. I've been in the field for almost 30 years. A lot of experiences in the nonprofit world that was kind of difficult to give up. I haven't completely. So just trying to grow in new ways. I can go on and on.
I try. You're
that's good.
Preach, sister. So, yes, that's a perfect example. And thank you so much for calling in, because you're also a voice for all of the people who are listening right now that are in your same shoes. So you've heard of this before, right, Brian, where somebody is working on themselves wholeheartedly and also helping other people so much. And how does she branch out?
Well, so Debbie, just tell us a little bit more about where do you want to go? Like, what's your vision? Where are you stuck? What specifically could we help you with?
Yeah, and that's what I'm working on. I think I'd want to grow into a program. I used to run programs in the nonprofit world. And really, that was very difficult because of the money, the lack of money that comes into programs. So I think I want to branch into the for-profit, have it be spiritually based, have more alternative healing to be a part of it, because I think conventional psychotherapy is very limiting. And I work with trauma and addiction, pretty intense issues. So I want to promote greater healing. I want it to be more creative. I think I'm kind of scared to take steps that go beyond just me and my private practice, too. You know, I'm sort of small.
Good. We're glad to hear that. So one of the biggest things I'm just going to offer for you and everybody listening is that fear of moving beyond where you're at in this type of work, it's one of the best on-course indicators. Right, so if you just can trust that actually means you're going the right way, you don't need to fix the fear or get rid of it. Just, notice that that's there.
Mm.
So Okay. If what I hear from you is that, you know, you're a therapist, you're very good at your job, and you're able to hold space for people who mm-hmm. Are dealing with really deep trauma. Is that
yes.
fair to say?
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's both really rewarding and it's also draining in some ways because it takes a lot of energy to hold for those people.
Yes, it does.
Right? So one of the things we see with therapists a lot, for their own sanity as much as for their calling, is the importance of bringing in a mix of different work. I'm not saying you should do this or you have to. It's just a pattern we see a lot around being able to hold for a certain number of those people who you're doing such deep work, you're doing stuff that again, is really fulfilling but takes a lot from you. Mm-hmm. And then that you also start to look at whether it's programs or higher functioning clients or coaching clients, that you start bringing in stuff where you're taking, like on the GAF, you understand the GAF functioning scale from the DSM, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? You live on this. You understand that scale well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if
yeah.
you're working with a lot of people who are in, say, the 50 to 80 range,
yeah.
what if you were to also bring in a bunch of people that you're supporting that are at 90 and above?
Wait, what are you talking about, Brian? The what scale?
There's a general assessment of functioning scale in the therapist world for how wounded are people versus how high functioning are they?
Oh, okay.
It's a scale of 1 to 100. So basically it's just a way of saying if you're dealing with people that are dealing with really deep issues all the time, what would it feel like if you also worked with some people that filled you up with each session, where you didn't feel mm-hmm. like you were having to put so much in because they were mm-hmm. high-functioning, you were helping them become even more high-functioning.
Mm-hmm. How does that help her branch out?
So, Debbie, does that resonate with you at all in terms of something that feels like something you might want to do first? And then we can ask it a little more specifically.
Okay. It does. I have thought about that, and I've moved in that direction, or at least in my mind I have. But and so I guess where I go with that is coaching. And so I am now marketing my services to include coaching, because coaching doesn't have to focus on problems as much as just growth.
Mm.
Exactly. Mm. So that would be exactly what I would... where I was going to go to is see if you were doing that. So it sounds like you're really okay. on track with that, that you start building a coaching practice on the side, so you have two different practices together, and then out of that coaching mm-hmm. practice, that's actually easier to turn into workshops and programs that feel more and more exciting as you go forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting, yeah. So something that's a little bit more marketable to give you a larger client base that isn't as confident, that you could maybe scale to have some tools and techniques that will help people grow, and then you use your credibility as a therapist to grow that mm-hmm. part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying, Brian? Kind of.
It's the credibility and just the deep self-trust. Like, you have so much expertise there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's mm-hmm. so, Debbie, branching out for you might mean, I don't know what it is for you, it might mean more people and bigger programs and more impact. It might mm-hmm. also mean doing work that takes people higher or deeper, like you're lifting
yeah.
people in other areas. So it's like breadth as well as depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that resonate? How does that seem?
I'm sorry?
How does that sound to you?
Does that resonate? Is that something that sounds good. Like it's on?
Yeah.
Sounds like something you could do?
It sounds like something I could do, yeah. I like the sound of that, taking people higher and deeper. Yeah.
Hmm.
That feels good.
That sounds great, yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So then the one thing I would say is that there are a set of really specific skills and tools for how you work with coaching clients as opposed to therapeutic clients. And
yes.
there are things that you'll pick up really quickly. I think we're going to talk about the Conscious Business Gathering here at some point. That's exactly the type of thing we do there, is help get these foundational skills so that you're able to, like right now, you know what it means to be a therapist. You have lots and lots mm-hmm. of experience there. You don't know in your body what it means to be a coach as much.
Mm-hmm.
And
not
so helping just learn the specific, it's like you only need an extra little bit of stuff to be able to start flourishing in this other area as well.
Now,
yeah.
And the good thing that what Brian's talking about is a lot of people get into who are natural healers who really just truly want to help people and are good at it, like you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We usually don't know how to measure for success, qualify clients, come up with a back-end system sales funnel if we need to do that to bring in the money while you're doing your dream. You know, there's things that Brian and Nicole are skilled at that they teach that can help with stuff like that to accelerate the process and to avoid the pitfalls that so many of us have already fallen in.
Yeah, so,
thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. There is a free gift that Brian and Nicole are giving away, and I'll have you just check this out where'd my next caller go? Oh, she just got scared. Don't get scared. Call us. 818-985. I was just going to go to her. 818-985-KPFK. And so if you have a business or if you are thinking about transitioning into a business that's in conscious services, that's in the coaching or counseling or healing category, give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and Brian and Nicole Whetton can help you maybe look at things in a different way. This is great coaching for people who are in this position. And again, if you want to check out the website, you can look at sellingbygiving.com/aware. There are free gifts there, and there is a discount coupon code to future events. But so it's sellingbygiving.com/aware. What do you mean by selling by giving? What does that mean?
So, again, this goes back to this question of what's different about a conscious business. And without going into a lot of story, my prior lifetime, my prior career was as a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. I raised a bunch of money, made a lot of money, you know, did a lot up in, you know, a really traditional business world. And so I actually learned quite a bit about selling. And I, you know, closed multi-million-dollar deals and venture capital and all these things. And then when I, you know, long story short, eventually became a coach myself and started supporting other coaches, I found that everything I knew about business stopped working. I couldn't sell my services anymore. I could sell consulting services, but I couldn't sell coaching. There was something inside of me that just had selling paired with taking and manipulating and pushing, and it just felt off to me. Right? So this core question is you don't want to sell your services. You want to be giving every piece of your business to be a gift to you, a gift to others. So the thing that most people have the hardest time wrapping their minds around at first is, well, how could selling be a gift? That feels like taking. That feels like pushing. That feels like convincing. So when you discover how to not sell people, but actually guide them through the different stages of change, help them get clarity on what they really want, help qualify who's a fit, who's not, help them, it's basically every piece of the process becomes a gift.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So that is, it makes it enjoyable and it makes something an easier transition. Okay.
One little point to that. Because to me, it's also, I think a lot of business has been done very much from the head. And just from this is how you do it, this is how it works. And I think the whole concept of the selling by giving is this integrating the head and the heart. So it's not just, it's getting the results. We're not all about, like, love, 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 and we are. But at the same, you know, we're also results-focused, and also, you know, how do we make money and, you know, give a bigger impact in the world. But it's also so important to do it from a place of loving and a place of giving in that sense of the heart, you know, and who you're being and how you are in the world. And I think that merger, that integration is something that, you know, we're just starting to really see now more in business. And it's something that was really separate before.
Yes.
So it's really the completion of how are we integrating that? How are we doing business that it's together?
Right. So this is another caller that's coming in here. And again, if you have a conscious business or you're thinking about starting some type of a healer, coach, counselor, practitionership, then give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. We've got Chris in Los Angeles giving us a call. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Thanks. So you are What is your question for Brian and Nicole? Let me just start there.
Well, I would love to be in the conscious business. I feel like it's my calling on some level. But what happens is when I go to choose something, I get intimidated because I feel like, for example, being a life coach, it feels like there's so many life coaches out there already that then I think, I could, swing my purse and hit a life coach. And what did I talk
about? In Los Angeles, that's probably true.
That's hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah, it's true.
And, I don't come from an industry where, whenever I see life coaches, they have this long bio of, they did such and such for this company and such for this company. And, I've been waiting tables. I can just imagine, hey, I've been waiting tables for 20 years, but I can totally help you change your life.
That's awesome. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. But you probably do know more, most hair stylists are life coaches, if you think about it.
Yes.
I mean, I've done lots of other training and self-development, but
focus on that.
That's what I was going to – let me just add. So I love this, and I thank you so much, Chris, because this totally resonates with me. When I first started, I am not someone who stayed at one job and stayed and got all – I mean, I have degrees and all that, but I didn't – that wasn't my primary focus. I'm someone who, loves life and experiences life and loves people. So it's interesting, when I started sharing, I was so intimidated as well by all these incredible bios of, like you said, all these people doing this and this in the world and creating, saving homeless people all over the world and building a business of people running to support the homeless, et cetera, et cetera. And what I realized, though, is what made me, why I'm such a great life coach is because I have lived life so deeply and I have such a background of life experiences that I am at the core the deepest listener and the deepest supporter. And my job as a life coach is to help others, live a fuller, better life. It doesn't matter the accomplishments. It's who I've been being and what I've experienced and how that has led me to the person I've become. So when I hear someone like you and your story, it just lights me up because, I don't know your full story, but I could just imagine, your heart. I could feel it already through. And you probably can support so many people and are just, letting certain technicalities kind of come in the way.
Well, and you definitely sound bold, Chris. What is it? I love it. You could be the comedic coach. But what would the niche be or the specialty that you would focus on helping people with?
I don't know. I started a program. I wanted to become an MFT, and I started a program, and I dropped out after two semesters because this sounds silly, but I realized I didn't want to work with mentally ill people. I just didn't feel like, as a traditional therapist, I felt like I would get a lot of people with deep traumas and abuse, and that wasn't necessarily my calling. I couldn't be the best support for that. So I dropped out of that training, and then I started looking into different life coach becoming a life coach, and that didn't feel right either for the reasons that I had just mentioned. So I'm feeling kind of stuck and kind of spinning my wheels and not knowing which direction to go.
Yeah, so let me just change the question a little bit, and then I've also got a really specific thing I want to give you that'll help. Instead of the niche word often messes with people's heads at the stage of development you're at. So instead of worrying about the niche, you talked about calling. You're clear that your calling is not to work with mentally ill people. What is your calling? What does your calling resonate with? What types of people? What types of opportunities? What are the types? If we could just bring you, 20 ideal clients that you're going to help change their lives, who are they, or who's one? If we were just going to bring you one person, who are they and what do you help them with? Any ideas, just a brainstorming, what comes to you about that?
What comes to me about that is people maybe like myself that know that they have a deeper calling and that they want to live a life that's fully courageous and fully, in line with who they are. and sort of taking that leap, essentially doing, I want to help people do what I have yet to do, like what I need to do, which is just jump and really, I guess, inspire is a word, like to really go for like what it is they want in life, like what's the most courageous and most fulfilled life you could possibly have, and how can we help you achieve that? So whatever that looks like.
Are there any shortage of people in the world right now that are lacking inspiration or that are stuck in a life that's not really themselves, where they're just doing what they're supposed to and they haven't been courageous enough in all areas to really go for who they are and what they want?
Lots of people.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Was that a question you're saying? Are there any people like that?
Yeah.
She's being facetious.
I think pretty much most of the people on the planet.
Yeah, most of the people on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So here's the one thing I would offer you that I think is going to help really ground things for you. Okay. It's probably the single biggest problem we found for people who are getting going, particularly as a coach or a life coach or business coach, even a lot of therapists, holistic healers, is not knowing what the steps in the path to success look like. Okay, and so it's easy to get intimidated and look at like, oh my goodness, these people have been doing it for 15 years. How can I compete with that? How could I do that? But nobody started there. So actually on the website, that's sellingbygiving.com/aware, if you register, one of the two gifts we're giving you is called the 7 Stages of Practice Building. And it actually walks you through what are the 7 stages to go from where you're at to being a Jack Canfield or a Lisa Gar, to be a leader in the space. So you can just look at which step you're working on and what are the really specific things for you to focus on there.
Okay.
That's great that you provide something like that, that really, and Chris, you're the perfect person to call in because your thinking about this just deepened by you calling. You courageously stepped up, made this phone call, and now look what you did. You just led yourself to another piece of the puzzle. You found out a little bit of what you don't want. Now by asking, you found out what you do want. So your step, your process of doing exactly what you're doing today is part of your coaching, and that's really super cool. So, okay, so check that out. And it's, again, it's sellingbygiving.com/aware. And you'll be able to just opt in there, and you'll get a couple of free gifts. And these are now, and thank you for your call, Chris, by the way. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you so
much. All right, have fun. Brian specifically is a systems guy. He is a guy that puts together systems. And Nicole knows this because she is a visionary like me, an intuitive.
I'm not a systems guy.
Not a systems guy. But Brian being a more systems-oriented person, Nicole being a more visionary, intuitive, empathic person, between the two of them, they've realized that one has a very strong strength and the other one has a very strong strength, and that they lean on each other for each other's strengths rather than judging each other for each other's weaknesses. And that's something that we can also realize being in the world of coaches and therapists and healers and so forth, is that our strengths might be our desire to help people, our true strong desire to change the world. I believe that there is a generation of people that are waking up to the fact that they want to change the world, and we're all now so excited that we can whip out our capes because there's such a tumultuous political and environmental situation going on that we're all saying, pick me, I can help, I can help, I want to help, this is why I'm here, I want to help. And so having people that are systems oriented and structured do help, because a lot of us who have that hidden cape don't necessarily have that skill set. So it's kind of a great point, a really nice balance here to bring in this type of help at this time. And I do appreciate what you offer. So you know a little bit about that balance that I was just talking about. Do you find that very commonly in people that are in the space of wanting to be healers and practitioners in the conscious business or conscious entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest things is just what you said, which is starting to learn what your strengths are and what your challenges are, which is that four types of conscious entrepreneurs gift. And then just having faith that even if you're not a systems person and you haven't figured it all out and you don't trust that you can figure out all the details, there are other people who have and want to help. You know, one of the biggest things about this work is that, even though there are lots of life coaches, there's lots of therapists, there's lots of healers, there's so much need on the planet. And we all have a shared purpose. We're all trying to figure it out together. It's like there's 100 times more need than we're handling right now as an industry. Like we're barely scratching the surface of what people really want from us. And there are people like us and others as well who are helping with this question of what's the bridge. You know, there's so many people who have so many needs and desires, and so many people have so many great skills, and they have such a strong calling, and they have so much value to offer. And then there's some really simple, specific steps in the middle to bridge those two together. And that's our passion. That's what we really care about. And yes, that's what I've spent 12 years systematizing in great detail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see here. We've got a couple more callers here. Again, the number is 818-985-KPFK. Let's go into, Nicole in Santa Monica. Hi, Nicole. Do you have a question for Brian and Nicole? Whoops.
Before I ask my question, just one tiny, quick, pertinent comment, which is that I think her name was Chris. And to be honest with you, I would hire her.
Yeah, right.
That she's a waitress.
Right.
I felt that energy, and man, she could help me jump and be more courageous in my life.
Totally. So, jump coaching. Yes.
Perfect example. But my question, Brian, is in the beginning of the show, you said something to the effect of we're kind of very too concerned with perfection because we care so much.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please expand on that? Because that is so true for me.
Mm, me too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at why you care and what you care about, you ask the question, what do I really care about? Okay. That you go beneath the perfection. You don't need to get rid of the perfection. You go underneath the perfection to why you care so much, what you care about so much. Just from hearing you talk and your comment about Chris, my guess is that you care a lot about people. You care a lot about making a difference in the world. It's almost like you've got this sacred calling inside you that's so special, so sacred, you can't imagine screwing it up. Like, it makes you cry to think about failing or not helping or not doing it right because of how much you care. Does that resonate at all?
Well, exactly. It feels so sacred. I feel like, how could I possibly do it? It's just so sacred.
Right. Yes.
Totally. So three keys. One, the one step at a time. So perfectionism is all or
nothing.
Exactly. It just let go of the all or nothing and just ask the question, what's one step in front of me?
Okay.
Okay. Second thing is, and that's the seven stages of practice building. A second big thing is really getting that this work is about willingness, not worthiness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
nice.
I was just going to say that it is so. That exactly, the willingness is so much more important than anything you could be mm-hmm. worthy of.
Mm-hmm.
Your calling is a line of energy from spirit, from God, from the universe, from nature, whatever we call it. It's literally a line of energy that comes in through your crown chakra, into your heart chakra, and out from there into the world. It's not about you.
Right.
It's about your willingness to cooperate with and allow and dance with what wants to come through you.
Mm.
Wow. Is
now,
that number two or three?
These energies,
that was two.
That was two.
You're still on willingness.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I want to also comment on what you said about that one step at a time, because I lose sight of that all the time, is that first step. And even it even goes to being overwhelmed or feeling like giving up. All of those things that come into sight when you get into the space of conscious business. The answer and the solution to all of that is one step at a time. Go back to why you started it in the first place. What was the inspiration? What is it that you want to do? And stick with that, and that helps you get over the hurdles and the perfectionism and the setbacks and all of that. That's such an easy one. And I do commonly forget that one. So it's a really great reminder for that. Yeah.
Brian, I missed something. What did you say? Seven stages of what?
Seven stages of practice building. It's on the website, the gifts we have for you at sellingbygiving.com/aware. Special gifts just for this group.
Okay. And then number three.
I think there was just two, right?
No, that was the first two.
We snuck in the third real quick.
You want to sneak in the third one?
So the third thing is to focus, shift your focus from doing it right, which is the perfectionism, to ask the question, what is the value each person wants to create? So this is actually the biggest thing we do at our retreat for 3 days, is help people change the question they live in business. From what's important about me, what's my expertise, why am I worthy, what's great about me, which are the questions we're trained to ask in society, to asking questions like, what is wanting to come through me? What is my willingness? How do I expand on that? And then with each person I'm connecting with, each person I want to serve, what's the value they want to receive? What do I wish for them? Not that you can control it, not that you can guarantee it, but that you're willing to risk your heart in the question of how can I help?
Mm, wow.
Mm. Okay.
That's a mind shift. That's why we call it a 3-day transformational journey. Who people are after 3 days is different than who they are when they come in. How they see business, how they approach this space is different.
Well, it sounds
because
very different.
Because we help you change
different.
The questions you. That you live in.
Yes. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Thank you so much for your call. Really, really super helpful. And again, you speak for hundreds of those that are in the same position. So thank you for that. The 3-day event is going to be really cool because it provides a space for people to have this conversation with like-minded people that are in the same conversation. And when the room starts to get it and change, everybody starts to, it's like a coherent field that just sucks you in and starts to get it. So tell me about this. It's April 21, 22, 23 at the LAX Crown Plaza Hotel.
Yep.
What is that?
So we call it the Conscious Business Gathering, and we specifically call it a gathering because it is. It's like-minded souls and light workers and change makers and therapists. It's like people describe it as finding family. I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people. And it's people coming together in their vulnerability as well as their power. So
I think it's like Harry Potter going to Hogwarts.
That's funny, yes. Yes.
It really is. It's like all these people who are wizards, and they're waking up and realizing that there's all of these gifts they have and this calling and these lines of energy and things, and they're in a world that's still mostly muggle consciousness. Not bad, just not awake.
Mm-hmm.
They're not aware yet.
Yeah.
So we bring people together who want to be aware, who are starting to be more aware, and we create a space in 3 days where we also provide a lot of grounded systems and how-tos and step-by-step tools, but most importantly, we create community of people with shared intention, and we create some transformational shifts in consciousness that unlock the door that's been holding so many people back for so long.
To put this in a bigger context, I have had a couple of conversations with Brian about the entire space of the conscious media and conscious business arising, and we are, all of you listening, are the pioneers of this field. It's existed before us, but it's now reached a critical mass and a tipping point. And in order, and people feel called to do this. You were probably born this way and had heightened intuition and a super big sense of wanting to help people and make the world a better place. And you've kind of suppressed it up till now or not really been able to do anything about it until now. And I want you to understand that you're part of a much bigger movement. And if all of us collectively think that we can't do it, then we won't. But if collectively we think that we can do it and tip the scales to really make this world a better place and really raise the overall level of consciousness on the planet, then we need to work together to do it and support each other to do it. It's really part of a bigger picture. And those of you listening and understand what I'm talking about right now, I'm not speaking a foreign language. It makes sense to you. And so that's why I wanted to have Brian and Nicole on to really bring this conversation into the forefront and say, yes, this is a conversation that many, many people are having on the side or as a side hustle. But it's not, I mean, it could be, you know, creating the best lemonade stand ever, but it could be out of love, out of wanting to help people have better health, of bringing in a lemonade cleanse stand. I mean, it could be so many different things. It doesn't necessarily have to be coaching. At this, for example, this woman who had the tea business, that she wanted to make a tea shop, but also do tea leaf reading and all sorts of fun things, you know? That's a great idea. So,
aha.
Yeah.
You know the shamanic saying?
Yes, yes. So what is going to be happening in these 3 days? Can you kind of break it down for us?
Sure, great question. So first off, one of the biggest things is we help people make a shift from thinking that they have to do it themselves and that they're all alone as little islands that have to figure out everything by themselves, to really getting that they're part of a movement, just like you said, that they're part of a collective awakening of change makers who in many different ways are called to serve. And then in terms of practicalities, we actually walk you through foundational tools for how to be a conscious entrepreneur. How do you position your services and talk about who you help in ways that are super clear to other people as well as you? How do you price your services in ways that are full integrity with your heart and your calling and your soul, as well as with your desire to make money? Like, how do you find that true win-win and do that cleanly? How do you talk about value? Right? How do you take these things that seem somewhat intangible, like happiness and wellness and purpose, and how do you start to have really concrete conversations with people about the value they'd want to create? So we give people, actually walk step by step through the foundational tools and systems, as well as skills and consciousness for how to be a conscious entrepreneur to do this work in the world.
Okay, great. And if you go to the website, which is sellingbygiving.com/aware, you'll be able to opt in there. You'll get three things: free gifts, which is two programs that Brian mentioned earlier. One is the seven stages of practice building, and the other one is the conscious entrepreneur type personality typing test. And you will get a coupon code, which gives you a discount, $100 discount to the event, which is on April 21 through 23 at the LAX Crown Plaza. So you'll get a couple of great tools there that will get you started. And then if you want to take it to the next level and do the 3-day immersion, which is super powerful, I know the people that are going to be speaking, which are going to be great people. Scott Cody's. I'm going to be speaking and sharing because this is something that I'm very passionate about. But Scott Cody, who has been helping conscious entrepreneurs on a business level and a structures and systems and structures level for a long time. And there's also going to be incredible music. So it's an experiential by transformational musicians, the Brothers Ken. They're incredible to provide that element of breath and space and music to really allow the transformation to occur. And then there's all these great, you know, measurements and structures and stuff like that, but it really helping meet, you know, consciously connected people as well, which is also cool.
And just the most important thing, even more important than what we do there, is who is a fit for it. So again, one of the most foundational tools in shifting from traditional business to conscious business is shifting from convincing to qualifying. And just what you said about the field of energy in the room, like as you look at our gifts that we're giving you and you look at our website and some of the stuff we do and listening to us talk, like intuitively feel in. How much does what we're doing resonate with your heart? And then to what level are you in this type of work where you're called to do service work that makes a difference in people's lives? That's the core thing we focus on the event. It's a very, very specific audience, very, very specific tribe that comes together with this shared purpose to make a difference in the world together.
Very important. All right. So if you have any questions, you can also go onto that website. Is there a way people can get a hold of you to ask your questions?
As soon as they opt in, we send them an email with the gifts and also connection to one of our senior coaches. So they actually, like, if you were really feeling like you wanted to call in and you had your question, but you were a little scared to do that because you didn't want to be on live radio in front of 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 people, whatever this is, I understand that.
Nice, right? Nice.
So we actually have a senior coach that loves talking to people in this space. She loves connecting. She's been in this field since it was almost born, and her passion is helping other change makers find their paths. So we've got Carol's number there. You can give her a call. She can give you some laser coaching and hear you and give you some guidance and help you find the right next step for what's right in front of you.
That's nice. That's really nice. So people can have a way to connect with someone individually, personally, because I know you're out there going, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. I'm different. I get it. So, but no, I'm different. I get it. So if you feel that you have a question that you didn't get answered, or you'd like to call and ask more about what this is, what it means to have a conscious business and what some of your pitfalls and problems are, then that's really cool that you have somebody that can address people's concerns. So you have to go to the website, which is sellingbygiving.com/aware. You are going to get some great, very practical tools there, a discount coupon to go to the event in April 21 through 23 and be part of this 3-day incredible event. And also speak with a coach who is going to be able to help you with any of the other questions that you have as well. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Great information.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for being part of Conscious Media, Conscious Business, Conscious Entertainment, whatever it is that you do to up-level the feeling of your life and the lives of others around you, just to uplift the overall consciousness of the planet. Thank you. Just by listening to this show, you do that. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.